So I have been lobbying for the school to find some way to teach this course for a while, and if you lobby long enough, sooner or later, it lands on you. So I'm going to be teaching a course on U.S. civil rights policy. It has a couple of sections to it. We're going to start with a section on the Constitution, and this is the part of the course that allows you to figure out what the Supreme Court justices are doing, asking the kinds of questions that they're asking among other times this morning in the Defense of Marriage Act cases and Prop 8 cases in the Supreme Court. So we'll talk about the different kinds of scrutiny, the different kinds of standards the Supreme Court uses when they look at civil rights cases, what counts as discrimination, what does not count as discrimination, what counts as a reasonable basis for governments to discriminate, and what counts as an unreasonable basis for discrimination. Then we'll move on to a section on the original civil rights issue in the U.S. and the issue around which civil rights laws generally created, which is civil rights for African Americans. And we'll look at the Civil Rights Act of 1960s, Civil Rights Act of 1964. We'll look at the Voting Rights Act of 1965. We'll look at the ways in which these acts deal with employment, with voting, with public accommodations, and use this as a way both to sort of figure out how our laws have evolved to where they are today. So we'll start with these laws that were written in the 1960s, but we won't end there. We'll sort of look at what the evolution's been, and we'll sort of keep in mind why were these laws how were these laws created with African Americans and the situation of African Americans in mind? And what kind of precedent does this set when you apply these kinds of laws to other groups, whether they're other racial or ethnic groups, or whether they're other causes of discrimination, such as gender or such as age, disability, et cetera? Okay. And then so then the third section of the class deals with these other issues that are now very important in the civil rights canon. So we'll look in particular at sexual orientation, at gender, at ethnicity, language, and citizenship, and at age and disability. And in each case, look at how this original civil rights framework was applied to these new issues, what new laws were created in order to try to figure out how to paper over the gaps where the new laws didn't reach, where the old laws didn't reach or didn't apply very well. And we'll look at what the impact has been of this different kind, these different kinds of legislation. And then we'll end the class with a focus on current topics. What are the unsolved topics? What are the coming topics in civil rights law and litigation, focusing both on what's happening in the courts, but also what's happening in terms of policymaking on the ground? And so, for instance, we'll look at different kinds of approaches to affirmative action. We'll look at different issues in terms of age discrimination, and there'll be a lot of room for you to choose topics that you're interested in and bring them up for the class to discuss. Okay, thank you very much.